Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, just ask for any sister that's listening today. This really helps her see things really clear, and that she really trusts in your Holy Spirit when he's talking to her so that she can actually receive really good sight, real good spiritual vision of what's going on in this place. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly because he's the one that's going to protect you and guide you through all the trials that you're going to be going through. I keep repeating this because the reason why is because a lot of people see what's going on with the United States and they start walking in the flesh and getting afraid, which is very natural, I guess, when you see that, you know, all the stuff that's coming and how, you know, that everything's just going just haywire. Or starting to, anyways, and they start trying to prepare carnally, and that's not going to work. You have to let the Holy Ghost guide you, because you just don't know what's going to come your way, okay? Again, I like to use this analogy. You can have someone who preps up, and they've got money, they've got crops, and they've got, you know, guns, okay? But they've got sin, and they're not covered in the blood, okay? Then they're going to be subject to curses. There goes their crops, okay? There goes their food, all right? They have open doors in their home. They might have all these guns, but they've got a daughter that they have not raised properly. She goes out and, you know, gets involved with the wrong guy, okay? And ends up, you know, telling him, you know, everything that her father has or her parents have in the house, and they're like, great, let's go in there and rob them, okay? And they know exactly how to do it because their daughter, who is rebellious, just told them everything, okay? I'm just using these examples. I'm trying to explain it's the blood. It's Christ Jesus that's going to protect you. And as you're covered in that blood and you're tucked away and hidden in Christ, he will guide you step by step, day by day, what you need to do to prepare, because you just don't know what's going to happen, okay? But he does, okay? And he'll tell you, you know, you need to do this. And you'll be like, wow, I really feel like I need to do this, and I don't really know why. But then all of a sudden you do it, and then there you go. Not immediately, but maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years later, you find out that this was absolutely, just incredibly important, okay, for your safekeeping, okay? We're going to move on now. We're going to start talking about the book of Revelation. I'm going to wait a little bit, but I'm going to start talking about it now, because when you talk about the parable of the sower, and when you walk in the Holy Spirit and hear him, the type of resistance you're going to get in persecution, the book of Revelation, we're going to start with it because it explains a lot of the persecution is going to come your way, okay? This is Matthew chapter 13, verse 32. Says, talking about the kingdom of heaven. Let's start at verse 31. It says, another parable, this is Jesus speaking, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Okay, so talking about spiritual matters, okay, the kingdom of heaven, but then also works for Satan's kingdom as well. It's starts small as well, okay? Let me put it this way. When the book of Revelation is happening, let me explain that way, it's a little bit clearer, okay? Same thing, okay? Small, it starts small, then grows. Same thing, Jesus talks about it when he's talking about the end of the world, it comes as birth pains, right? Starts small, then increases. So you're going to see this both with the Lord, but then also, too, with the unveiling, okay, of the end times, okay? So the book of Revelation in the spirit of Antichrist, it starts small. So it's, and this is the book of John as well. He says that, first John, I'm sorry, that the spirit of Antichrist is already here way back then. Okay. And, when you get into the book of Revelation, you start to see that it's here and you need to be familiar with it, because that combines with, obviously with the fourth kingdom. Okay. And how things are starting to change. And you need to be very familiar with it, because it will try and deceive you and make you believe that you are wrong when you're obeying the Lord. So we'll go ahead and start with that. I'll go ahead and leave it here for today, though. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and humbles herself, knowing that she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover when she's done, read it again, and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these prayers, you, Father, your Son, in Jesus' name, amen.